AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Minneapolis this evening, police responded to reports of shots at a high-rise apartment building downtown.
Officers followed the sound of gunfire to the upper floor of the building. And on that floor, officers encountered a haze that significantly limited their visibility. Three officers were injured, two of those by gunfire.
Sergeant Garrett Parton of the Minneapolis Police Department.
There were four people transported, one died. There is one person who died at the scene, and the suspected shooter is also deceased at the scene.
In other news, Iranian attacks targeted U.S. allies across the Persian Gulf in retaliation for the latest round of U.S. attacks, President Trump.
It was a very heavy attack last night, and we're prepared to do another one anytime we want.
Iranian state media say one U.S. strike hit a wedding party, killing at least four people, including two children. Meanwhile, Sagar Magani reports a bipartisan group of lawmakers is pressing the U.S. Army to explain why it told a unit based in Europe to stop specializing in drone warfare.
The 173rd Airborne Brigade was building its own drones and practicing the type of warfare increasingly seen in Ukraine and Iran. The Army has ended that, and a group of senators says that will hurt the U.S.'s ability to modernize drone warfare. The move comes after Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth ousted top Army officer Randy George, who had pushed the importance of drones, along with Army Secretary Dan Driscoll, who resigned this week. Drones have become more important in Europe.
Drones that paralyze our airports.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says Russia's increasingly using them against Western nations. Meantime, Vladimir Putin says drones are a serious challenge for Moscow as Ukraine boosts their use on Russian targets. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is AP News. New polling shows virtually every American's been targeted by scammers.
Including Alice Lynn, who invested nearly all her life savings, more than $720,000, in a crypto scam with a man named Justin, whom she met in an online chat group.
I thought I could trust him. Not only but we had the same language, same religion, and also he built himself as an image of a billionaire.
Last year, Americans reporting nearly $16 billion in losses to the FTC, a record. Meanwhile, the U.S. still lags behind other countries in tackling the problem, holding financial and social media companies responsible and regulating the cryptocurrency scammers rely on. That's according to an investigation by the Associated Press and Frontline. I'm Julie Walker.
And more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.